Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Through all of these years that I've had the joy and pleasure of working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners, I always find that there isn't one answer. There's an answer that you can turn left, and there's an answer that you can turn right. You can go one way, or you can go another way. So everything that anyone ever tells you, there is not just one solution. There are many solutions to the problem. But one of the problems with CEOs, presidents, and business owners is that they're in a hurry. Of course they want profits, but they want to put things in place that will give them instant profits, and sometimes that's a problem. Sometimes CEOs, presidents, and business owners miss the big picture because they're in a hurry. Yes, we need to have a stable business, and we need to have money coming in, to cash flow coming in to pay the bills, and we need to make a profit, but we also need to decide exactly where we should put our efforts. Where should we put our patience? That new hire that we just had, that new employee, should we be patient with him or her? Should we see the value in what they bring to the company? Should we see their talent? Should we bring them along so that they are just an awesome coworker? Well, most times people don't have the patience for that. They want someone to come in the door, show up, and then just be as productive as you can be, and sometimes that doesn't happen. So you have to make a decision as to, is this person that's working for us, are they really going to bring value? And if they are going to bring value, then we've got to spend some time helping them understand what they need to do. And it goes all the way across the board. That prospect, the one that we've been nurturing and hasn't bought from us in a very long time, are they worth the effort to try to win their business? Or are they just using us to keep their current vendors, as they say, honest and compare quotes? You need to really think things through, and you need to make a decision, and you need to say, where am I going to be patient and where am I not going to be patient? Am I going to be patient with this new marketing campaign? It doesn't seem to be drawing the way I'd like it to. But yet, I know as a business owner that this is the answer. This will get us what we need to be. Maybe we need to tweak it a little bit. Maybe we need to rethink some of the things that we're doing, add some things, but this is the answer. Or do we just run away from it and say, that's not the answer. I'm just going to go someplace. I'm going to do something else. We have to become people who can see the vision. We have to become people who can see what the future is going to bring. We have to be business people who will understand what works and what doesn't work. We have to be business people that are building a business for the future. Yes, we need profits now. And hopefully you are able to see the vision to get those profits now. But once we get past the now, what's tomorrow going to bring? If we're not patient, if we don't understand, if we don't bring our business along, we're going to find that we're just making a living. We're not doing anything special. We haven't really put together a team of people that really gel and a team of people that have built a great culture and it's pleasant to come to work. Think through every action that you have. Make a determination of, is there anything there in that action that we can improve upon so we just don't go to the next thing? We don't say, that didn't work. We've been doing this for a short period of time. It just doesn't work. Now, again, keeping in mind that we do have to make a profit and we do have to consider exactly how much economic value something has. How much resources are we going to put to it? How much money are we going to spend? But the business people who can see the vision and have the patience are the business people that are in the business game for the long term, and they seem to make the most amount of money, have the happiest workers, and are certainly people who enjoy going to work in the morning because they're really working on something and everyone's going all in the same direction. Patience is the answer, but knowing when to be patient and when not to be patient, that's the skill that you need to develop. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.